Good evening and welcome to On The Mark with Mark Hamadi on Salina's True Rock Station, 95.5 The Rock. I'm your host, Morgan Lillick, joined here in studio by Mark Hamadi. Mark, how is the afternoon treating you, sir?
Oh, fantastic. It's been a beautiful week. Wonderful month. Couldn't be better.
It's finally not cold out there. The summer weather is here. I am down with the summer. A little bit hot for me, but you know what? I'm not complaining. I'll take this any day.
Absolutely. Heat, better than cold for me.
Yes. I mean, you can always try to work your way around it. If you get hot, go somewhere cool down for a little bit, and then get back out into the fire, as I'm sure we will have here throughout the summer months coming up here in and around the Salina area. But Mark, it's hard to stay smooth when the weather does heat up. But we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Today, we're featuring style as our focus for On The Mark. And whether you consider it as a big indicator of success in business or not, folks, it is. Having a good style, a good appearance, something of quality to bring to the table there is really going to affect your bottom line. If you walk into, say, a dentist's office and you see someone scrubbed out with jeans that are, you know, low baggy jeans, maybe they're ratting out, they're tearing at the bottoms, a dirty t-shirt, you're going to think to yourself, maybe I made the wrong choice in dentists here. Let me go look somewhere else. Now, at the same time, if you go into just a gas station to grab some quick snacks or get some gas and you see the same thing, you don't think anything of it. It's kind of a natural setting for the environment. So this all depends on what type of business you organize, that you operate, the type of style that you need to have included in your business. So Mark, I'll first start things off to you. How important is style in your opinion?
I think it's very, very important. I mean, you know, you want to be comfortable. You want to feel good. And, you know, feeling good has to do with everything. You might look good, but not feel it.
True.
Then it affects you. You know, if your hair is disheveled, for example, you might be stressed out. And so it affects the way you feel. And so the way you feel and the way you look, it's all important. It's not the most important thing, and it's not the only thing, but it's important because the first thing people see is how you look.
True.
And if they look at you, Morgan, and they're like, oh my God, you've got a bald spot in the back of your head. What's going on?
Then they're focusing on that, not
exactly
what I have to say.
And then it's like, well, you know what? I've been stressed out and that hair in the back isn't growing.
For the record, I have a full head of hair. Just want to clarify there. Full head of hair here. Grandpa did good.
Yes. And so it's very, very, it's important.
I would agree with you there, too. And it's such a gray area. There's so much judgment that is passed strictly based on physical appearance. Is it fair? Absolutely not. I think people should be judged upon their true character and what they bring to any job that they work at. Whether you're the manager, the owner of the business, to lower-level, entry-level employees, you should be based on merit. But let's be perfectly honest, folks. We're not a completely merit-based society. Appearance does matter. Personally, I'm a t-shirt and jeans type of guy. You catch me on the weekend, I'm going to be in a t-shirt and shorts in the summer. That's just how I roll. But when it comes to the work week, I'm going to be dressed up, a little business casual, and perhaps a full suit, depending on what I've got lined up for that day. It just depends on what you're doing. And just because maybe you have one style you prefer, you don't have to stick by those guns and say, you know what? No, I like my t-shirt and jeans. I'm going to wear them wherever I go. If you have that attitude, you're inflexible. And trust me, it's not going to work out well for you in the end. You got to have that ability to kind of adapt, more like a chameleon. Wear the right attire, dress appropriately, look appropriately for the particular setting that you're involved in.
But you know, Morgan, the other thing that people seem to forget is a lot of time, and what I mean by not looking good, it's not necessarily superficial, but a lot of times when you're not looking good, it's because you're not feeling good.
That does happen, yeah.
You know, I mean, there are times when your wife will say, oh my God, what's wrong? Are you okay? Oh, I'm not feeling well. Your face doesn't look this. Or, you know, you have a different that. So that's why it's important. And what I mean by that is it's the essence of looking different. Mm-hmm. That one day looking different than you've looked in the past week or month. And the reality also, when we have people who get strokes, who get sick, who get ill, what's the first thing that happens, Morgan? They start to not look good.
You're right.
You're not looking good. What's wrong with their eyes or what's wrong with their hair, right? And that's the thing when we take it from that superficial piece of it, because it's not like, oh, hey, Morgan, I'm looking at you. Oh, you're starting to get a stroke. Let me call 911. It's not that.
You're right.
And that's the scary part. And that's where it's important. You know, a lot of times when you look at somebody and they look differently, you have to check on them because they might be sick.
Now, I'm not a style guru here. Like I said, I'm a t-shirt and jeans type of guy. I feel fortunate that I can coordinate my own wardrobes. That is a victory for me. And I know there's a lot of people out there like me, Mark, that style just isn't something that's on the top of their mind each and every day. They just try to do the best they can. So give our listeners a few tips that they can style themselves most appropriately for whatever job setting that they're involved in.
I always say you have to kind of coordinate colors correctly. In a sense, if you wear a black pair of shoes, wear a black belt, brown with brown, you know, and keep it simple. And you can dress up to your personality.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes like bright colors because it brightens the day. And so I would say, you know, khaki pants, black, blue, keep it like that with a solid white, blue, red, you know, and then look at your skin complexion. If I'm out in the sun and I'm looking like a tomato, I'm not going to wear a red shirt.
Good point.
You know, and also things that are comfortable and make you feel good. If a shirt feels too tight or pants aren't comfortable or whatever, don't wear it if the material doesn't feel good, because then you're not feeling good. That's the whole concept of scrubs, right?
Yes.
What doctors wear, right? Because they're in a stressful environment. So they wear something comfortably.
Loose-fitting and easy to... Yeah.
That's what people seem to forget, right? So comfort makes them work better. They're not wearing a suit and operating on somebody. So you can find these clothes that are like a suit or a pair of jeans, but that are also comfortable for you.
Absolutely.
And then you can be comfortable with who you're dealing with.
So I think what we're saying here is that style is relative based upon your profession. If you're a doctor, you're going to wear one thing. If you're a mortgage broker, you're going to wear one thing. If you're out on a construction site,
right,
you're going to wear one thing. It's just a matter of trying to use your common sense and putting together the best game plan and the best wardrobe and attire and the best physical appearance that you can for the job at hand.
And find stuff that are comfortable. You'll meet people that'll tell you, I love wearing a suit. And I look good in a suit and I feel good in a suit and it helps me work more with clients in a suit. But what you don't realize is they don't wear any kind of suit. They wear the suit that comforts them. So you have to find that suit or that material type that's comfortable. Same thing with the jeans, same thing with whatever it is. Every type of thing can be comfortable or uncomfortable. But you can find for that occasion and make it comfortable.
Yep. And if you're one of our blue collar workers out there, I've been in that boat before. I worked a few years in masonry. That's actually what my dad's profession is. So I worked with him for a few years. And, you know, it's a completely different ballgame. But comfort is critical. And efficiency.
Whether it's Wolverine boots,
mm-hmm,
over another type of boots, whether it's a certain type of Cargill blue jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Or
you want a foot. You want a foot for the comfortable
right
stuff. You don't want to be walking around the job site all day in a pair of cheap boots that make your feet hurt when you go
right
home at night. That's not pleasant. Spend the extra cash and get something that will keep you comfortable, because that's going to make you more productive and your superiors will see that. And that productivity level is definitely going to be critical to how you advance
absolutely
in the company.
And it's as simple as, if you're wearing a steel toe boots that are not comfortable, you're not going to be comfortable.
Right.
And your face is going to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And your body's going to feel it. And maybe back pain and so forth. So in anything, it doesn't matter whether it's blue collar, high tech, oil fields, in a plane or a doctor. For that occasion, you have to find the stuff that are comfortable. It's no different if you're standing on your feet for 20 hours and you're pregnant. You better be wearing some comfortable shoes, not high heels, right?
Absolutely.
Or it's going to affect. And you know, in saying that, Morgan, what I would say also, sometimes you might need help. So you want to find, whether it's a salon or a store, be people that can be there for you to assist you, to help you, because they've dealt with it and guide you to the right area. Because it might be your first masonry job.
True.
Or it might be your first job having to wear a suit. Or it might be your first job, let's say, cutting meat at Dillon's, and you need a certain type of knife to help you cut meat, whatever
right
it is.
If you have questions, it never hurts to ask before you jump into the game. Absolutely true. Well, we're going to talk with a couple of people coming back from our break, Anna White and Kylie Sotelo of Master Cuts here in Salina. If you got style questions, they got style answers. So stick around. That's coming up next when On the Mark with Mark Hamadi returns right here on 95.5 The Rock. Welcome back to On the Mark with Mark Hamadi on 95.5 The Rock. Our program brought to you tonight by Hassman Termite and Pest Control, providing 50 years of quality service from the Hassman family. by the Reardon Clinic in Wichita. Their doctors listen, and you can find out more by calling 1-800-447-7276 and by Salina Downtown Incorporated. Discover Salina's historic downtown online at salinadowntown.com and like Salina Downtown on Facebook. Our guests tonight for our discussion about style are Anna White and Kylie Sotelo from Master Cuts here in Salina. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you in here. First off, tell our listeners just a little bit about yourselves.
My name's Kylie Sotelo. I'm originally from Nebraska. I've been in Salina now for 3 years, working at Master Cuts for two, just manager for the last year. So,
right on, Kylie. How about you, Anna?
I've been doing hair for about 3 years. I've been with Master Cuts for about 7 months, and I'm from Salina.
Very familiar with the area. Very cool. Well, at this time, ladies, I'm going to turn it over to Mark. I know he's got some awesome questions lined up for you, and I look forward to being educated a little bit today on style.
Hey, thank you, Morgan. So my first question to Kylie is, Coco Chanel says, fashion fades, only style remains the same. Now, Master Cuts just recently got renovated. Can you explain what that renovation entailed, and what can people get at Master Cuts?
It was a full remodel. New walls, new floors, new ceilings. I mean, the whole go-around. It's brought tons of business in, it seems like. It's more inviting. It's open. It's light. We're having a better time going to work, and you know, it helps our motivation for the day.
Excellent. Now, Anna, can you tell me what Master Cuts offers?
We're a full-service salon. We offer haircuts, hair color, perms, waxing.
So everything within the hair, nothing with like nails or spa or anything like that, correct?
No nails.
Okay, and both for male and female?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, Kylie, style can help someone feel better, look better, or perform better. What is your thought on that?
Completely and totally true. You know, you get people in there, whether they're just having a normal bad day or whether they've lost a loved one or they're struggling with something in their life, and just coming in and simply getting even just a simple haircut or, you know, a simple wash, it either ups their day or it just gives them help to get through it. You know, I've had a client that I've done for the last 2 years I've been there, came in and she was, you know, medical problems at home, and she came in one day, we gave her a color, we gave her a cut, and really the same cut and the same color we've always done, but just gives them the time to vent, gives them somebody to listen to, somebody else's opinion outside of the whole issue, and they walk out of there with a smile on their face. And you know, I guess that's what makes my job what it is.
Excellent. Anna, do you have anything to add to that?
It's kind of like therapy for us and for the client, and so it's awesome to go to work every day and have a different person in there and try to change their life.
Absolutely. You know, I'll also add, we only live once, but once is enough, Morgan, if we do it right.
That's
live
right.
Your life with style so that an exclamation rather than a question mark signifies it. The next question, ladies, that I'll ask is, what's an example when someone put off coming and then they confirmed that they wish they had come to your establishment?
I don't know. I think we get that almost everybody comes in the chair, you know. Lives are busy and we all wait an extra day or an extra week to come in and get that cut that we've needed. Their days go better, their months go better, and, you know, it seems like they don't wait as long to come back. And if they do, you know, that's the first thing they say is they wish they had come in or they needed to come in. And our environment's, it's pretty upbeat, we're pretty laid back, we'd like to have fun. And I think that's probably what they like the most, you know, besides just the cut, is coming in and kind of getting refueled.
I agree, and I also feel the way your hair defines your unique qualities and needs to be consistent with your branding statement. Now, with that in mind, Anna, when someone comes in, can they say, well, this is what I'm thinking, and you say, well, I don't think this fits you because your face is squared instead of round or so forth, or bob cut isn't as good as this or so forth because of your texture hair or so forth.
Yeah, people always ask our opinions because, you know, like everybody looks different and everybody likes a certain cut, but they can't always have that certain cut because their hair might not be fine, like the picture's fine, you know? So we usually try to help them out the easiest way to take care of their hair, the best way for them to look.
Okay. Well, I also say, you know, short hair versus long hair. Regardless of the length, the key is giving that impression that your hair is low maintenance. Short and manageable. If it's long and pulled back in like a ponytail, so you can shake it off your eyes and tucking it behind your ear. These kind of things can be very distracting. So you've got to be a little bit in a way where it's task focused. Or curly versus straight, right? Straight hair reflects more shine than curly hair, feels more groomed and can be slimming. But then curly hair people like myself, I feel like we're carefree, approachable, and I also feel that we go out on a limb. So I think you can make a person's personality with the way their hairdo is. Would you agree, Kylie, on that?
Absolutely.
So, you know, to me, no matter how society employees or potential employers may perceive certain hairdos, you know, it's about what makes you feel the most comfortable and confident. You should be respectful of your work environment, but still be able to show your true personality traits through your hairstyle. And at Master Cuts, these ladies will be able to do that for you. Now, one of my last questions is, what are your hours and how can someone contact you? Where are you located? And do you have a Facebook page? So I'll slow down with that question. First is, what are your hours and how can someone contact you, Anna?
Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and then Sunday, 12 to 6. You can call us at 823-5353. We have a Facebook page. You can email us on there or just write on the wall.
What's the Facebook page?
It's just Master Cuts in Salina, Kansas. Master Cuts as a whole has a Facebook page, but then each city kind of sets up their own. It's up to the manager.
Okay,
so.
Okay. If somebody wants to come in and out and be quick and they're busy, what are the best days to come in if they want to just jump in and out?
Definitely during the week are probably slower. Tuesdays and Wednesdays seem to, right now, be slowed down. Every time we say that, then it kind of flip-flops around. Weekends can get pretty crazy in there. We always accept appointments. You can call that day. You can call 2 weeks, a month, whatever you want to ahead of time, or you can walk right in.
Awesome. Awesome. Now let's talk about my favorite part with the listeners. Products, products, products. What kind of products do you offer, Anna?
We offer a ton of products, different lines. We just changed from Master Cuts line to Regis Design line. And that's probably like the best for your money. And then we also have Redken, TG, Paul Mitchell.
Sexy Concepts, Bedhead. We've got them all.
Yeah, we have a ton.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm assuming you take cash, credit card, debit card, check, correct? All forms of payment?
No checks, but cash, credit,
okay.
Debit.
Okay, excellent. And then, Kylie, my last question is, what do you feel MasterCut sets you apart from the other 125 salons in town?
I guess our mission is that we help people feel good and look good, and we try to do that in a very affordable, budget-friendly way. Our prices are very competitive, very affordable.
Any specials for kids and so forth?
Kids are usually $12.95 for haircuts. Okay. We run specials every 2 months. It changes. A lot of times we do a makeover package where you get 7 foils of wax, a haircut, your shampoo, your conditioner, and a style all for $59.95. From my looking around or just by hearsay, I don't know of anybody in town that ever offers quite that good of a deal.
Wednesdays we do $7.95 waxes.
So really the thing is for people to come in, meet with you guys, and you can give them the lowdown on pricing, specials, and so forth, and keep in contact with them.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for joining me on the show, and looking forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Mark.
And if you stop into Master Cuts here at Salina Central Mall and mention that you heard this interview segment here on the Mark, they will give you a $10 flat rate for your next cut. So get on in there, tell them you heard about it on the Mark, and you're going to save a little bit of money. Well, coming up after this, we'll delve into our social media mailbox segment. That's up next when On the Mark returns on 95.5 The Rock. Stay locked. Welcome back to On the Mark with Mark Hamadi right here on 95.5 The Rock, our program brought to you tonight by the Reardon Clinic in Wichita. Experts in nutritional medicine, finding answers, and not covering up symptoms. Learn more at reardonclinic.org. By Hassman Termite and Pest Control, providing 50 years of quality service from the Hassman family. And by the sponsor of our social media mailbox segment, Salina Downtown Incorporated. Discover Salina's historic downtown online at salinadowntown.com and like Salina Downtown on Facebook. Mark, tonight our question comes in from Crystal Garman of Salina, and Crystal writes, how does having tattoos affect a person getting and keeping a job? So let's start off with the first part about that, Mark. How does having tattoos affect a person's ability to land a job?
Well, you know, that's a tough question, Morgan, and I'm going to tell you why I feel that way, because I have 3 tattoos and it's never affected me, but you know, really, it really depends who's hiring, right? And if that person dislikes tattoos and sees it, it may turn them off. And so it's all about perception. And sometimes perception is reality. And then dressing that part. So for example, if you're getting a job in New York, you have to wear a suit. If you don't go in a suit, you're not looked upon well. It's dependent on the job you're going to have and the professional look that you want to be. I always feel like whenever you're going to do any type of body art or anything, earrings, whatever it is, I don't care, you want to be able to hide it. And the reason why I'm saying that is At the end of the day, who pays the bills? The customer.
Mm-hmm.
And the customer, Morgan, is always right.
You're right on.
You know, and so if the customer is offended by it and doesn't want to look at it, they don't want to buy. It's their choice.
It has an effect on the image. It can be positive or negative, like you said, Mark, depending on the business.
Yes, and I will tell you, I was at a restaurant one time outside of Salina where the waiter had a pretty dirty shirt. I mean, really bad, where I was really grossed out. One of the few times that I was. And I felt a manager or somebody should have had him go change or bring him something else. I mean, there's certain food, if they fall on your shirt and it looks pretty gross, change. And so that appearance is very, very important.
You might not like it, but it's just a fact of human nature is that people are judged by their physical appearance. That's the first thing you notice when you meet somebody is the way they look. Now, does that mean you don't have a chance to win them over afterwards if maybe you're not on the upper echelon of physical appearance? No. Does that mean if you are a beautiful, beautiful person that you're going to be able to just walk your way right through life? No, because eventually substance is going to come into play. But there are a number of different factors that go into each one of those things, and I'm glad you brought up the location of that of the tattoos, Mark, because say you're at a professional setting, a white-collar job, it's going to be very critical whether you have tattoos or not. They won't be judging you necessarily as a person, but it's going to be in the back of their mind. And you're right, if people out there see the tattoos and are turned off by them, it can have a negative impact on the business. So whenever you're getting a tattoo, you know, I have one tattoo, it's in a hideable spot here on my shoulder, but I mean, just keep them to where you can have them, but that if they need to be covered up, they can do so with these. Tattoos on your forearms, that's tough because that's always out there. Unless you're going to wear a long sleeve shirt 365 days a year, that's going to be exposed at some point in time, and you don't want to send the wrong message to people. It's okay to express your individuality. I'm all about that. But at the same time, you've got to keep in mind that some people aren't all about that, and some people might not like your personal individuality. It doesn't mean they don't like you as a person, but they may prejudge you upon it.
It's up to that company and their standards. If you don't agree with them, I say, don't work there.
Agreed.
And then I wouldn't work at a place where I felt they didn't agree with my beliefs. You have to be careful in not working for something that you feel is looking down upon you or are judging you the wrong way. So from that perspective, if somebody looked at me and said, I hate everybody with tattoos, would I not work for that person? I personally wouldn't care. And I would shrug it off, but maybe somebody else would. You know, to me, all that stuff doesn't define you. Ultimately, it's how you do.
Mm-hmm.
You could be straight-laced. Some of our biggest criminals and our biggest people in the FBI most wanted, you know, when they're cleaned up, they look like...
just another random member of the population.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. Just a very, very spiffy. It's all about how you act, how you treat people, how you behave, how you carry yourself, you know, in life.
And I believe that, you know, tattoos can affect a person getting a job, depending on the employer, the type of job, and so on. But as far as keeping a job, I think it has much less impact on the ability to keep a job. Now, if you've already been hired, if you're fired for your physical appearance past that, we got a real problem here, because that's not proper. You can't go fire someone, oh, well, I didn't know you had tattoos, we're going to have to let you go. Well, if that was such a big deal, you should have gone through that in the interviewing process and weeded that out if it's such an important deal to you. So I really don't think it should play any role in being able to keep your job. Mark, what do you think?
I agree. And the same thing, Morgan, you know, if you're coming in here to record a segment at night and nobody's here, you might come in your pajamas or shorts and be comfortable.
Right.
If you're coming to meet a client that might sign a 5-year contract with the station, you're not going to come in your pajamas or shorts and not shaven or whatever.
Indeed.
So it's all dependent on the day and the time and who you're meeting with and then who the customer is. The other side of it, if the customer is one of those freewheeling type of person that likes to wear shorts and flip-flops, if you meet him in a suit, that's rude too. A customer wants to buy and work with somebody like them, and companies want to hire people similar to them. And I think that's very, very important.
I agree with you. And that's what tattoos can be a negatory qualifier on. Mm-hmm. If you don't have them, then you have that flexible ability to work with a wide range of people who aren't going to judge you based on your outward appearance. There's people that are going to value you for what you bring to the table, but there's many superficial people in our society that will judge you on your tattoos. And the best way to get around that is to not have them exposed. Like I said, I want to clarify here. I'm not against tattoos. I have one. Most of my friends do. I don't see the problem with it. I think that they're just fine. It's okay to express your individuality. Just know that not everyone is going to like what your individuality has to say. If they think you overdo it, people are judgmental. It's a characteristic of human nature, and an employer is definitely going to be someone that is judging you because they're trying to find out if you're the right fit for their organization.
And Morgan, let's take, you know, if you have a friend that owns, let's say, a company, and he's a blue jeans type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
If one of your other friends wants to sell him something and he comes in a suit, that's insulting him.
Yeah, he's not going to be a fan of it because he's a blue jeans type of guy. This guy is way too hoity-toity for him.
Exactly. And it's the same thing if a guy wears a suit every day to work. If you go in there in jeans trying to sell him, you're insulting him too.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to adapt to the people. It's not right or wrong. And I'm not saying they will buy or not buy. It's about comfort level.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not comfortable wearing shorts when I go into a traditional church. It's wrong because everybody's dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing if the church has got a young pastor and you can wear shorts and you can do that. It's okay to wear a suit, but you might feel out of place. And it's not that it's wrong. You can do whatever you want, but you can also feel out of place. So if I went to eat with you, Morgan, and I wore my suit, I'm going to feel out of place and you might be uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, if I'm just there kicking in the t-shirt and jeans.
But if we went to the country club for an event or whatever, if we wore shorts, we'd be uncomfortable.
Likewise, yeah. There's...
You know, so I think that has a lot to do with it. The event, who you're dealing with, who the company is, and that's something, you know, our listener needs to understand with what they're doing.
There's a huge gray area here. A lot of variables at play.
Yes. You know, the product, the customer, because as you know, part of selling is being comfortable with that person.
Absolutely. And great question, Crystal. Nice dialogue right there. Crystal, we really appreciate you writing in. And for being our selected social media mailbox question of the week, you've just scored $25 in Salina Downtown dollars, good as cash at any participating business right here in downtown Salina. Also want to take this time to thank Anna White and Kylie Sotelo for coming in today from Mastercuts. They had some awesome information about what they do over at Mastercuts in the Salina Central Mall. So if you're looking for a new stylist, go over there and pay them a visit. They will hook you up and they'll do it affordably. Also, if you want to find out what Mark's up to, just check out his blog, www.markhamade.com. That's HAMADE.com. Well, for Anna and Kylie and for Mark Hamade, I'm Morgan Lilick saying so long. This has been On The Mark. Stay tuned. NASCAR Performance Live is next.